advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
Well, hello, hello, hello.
Yo, yo.
I think today's going to be an interesting show. I was excited. Actually, we're recording at night again, and things have been going awry when we record at night. But now I'm excited because we might actually get to see a spinning shit kick in real life. Yes.
You know what? I don't think, because I can't kick. My leg's messed up. So
it'd be even funnier. It'd be like a sprinkler. Like you falling out of your chair.
It'll be a staggering shit kick.
Yeah.
I'll just get on all fours and spin on the chair while it happens.
If you can manage that,
yeah.
I won't be angry about it.
No.
Yeah. So
yeah, I'm sick.
Yeah.
But I'm here. I'm doing this.
Yeah, we are too. We're risking, me and Dave are risking our lives.
We're risking contagion.
Yep. Yeah. We're risking our lives.
Just no tongue.
Podcast.
We kiss, no tongue.
Yeah.
No tongue. It's pretty safe. Yeah. And drink whiskey. It'll kill the germs.
I think if you go all in, you're safer than just like drinking. Yeah.
Builds up an immunity. Like let them think they're going to survive and then chase it with whiskey.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's my angle.
I will say Brent is either like a bigger man than I gave him credit for. Not that I didn't give you credit for being a man. Or you're more OCD than I give you credit for. Because even with a fucked up stomach and throwing up all day, you still dedicated yourself to drinking the OCD shot of whiskey during the opening credits.
I did not want to do it, dude. Like I
thought it was coming right back up. That look on your face
like it.
As soon as you
drank it. Was like me and that. What did I drink that came back?
It was the Colcock whiskey.
Yes.
The Al Pacino, Colin Katz, or whatever we said. Yeah. Hoo-ah. It was that one.
Man.
That's the best I can do with a stomachache.
Mm. That was...
That's but you were even, gross. I mean, you were dedicated though. You were like knowing it was going to be rough. You were asking which whiskey you should drink
because I was trying to find the smoothest one.
Yeah.
I still got
like,
no.
Nope. That one's kind of spicy. Yeah. No, that one's spicy too.
I chased it.
No bourbons.
You might be better off with the cold cock. It's going to have a lower alcohol content.
True. Let's try it.
Might have healing. No. It might have healing herbs in it.
That shit's for guests. We're going to trick them. That's like a prank. Thank you, El Yucateco. But stuff tastes like a practical joke.
Wow.
It tastes like hippies.
I think they. I don't think they don't drink.
It tastes like hippies.
It tastes like hippies.
Man. It tastes like...
I tell you what, it doesn't taste like dead children because it's horrible.
Those are way more bitter. It depends on how long they've been sitting around.
Well, yeah, dead children taste awesome.
It tastes like Robitussin and like fucking herbal remedies or something.
It's something that Kanye West would drink.
What?
Kanye... Cock. Fucking, yeah.
Some weird Bon Jovi fucking Bruce Springsteen.
No, the cold cock whiskey tastes like shit. It tastes like something that Kanye West would drink.
I don't know. I'm not cool enough to have that pop reference.
He's a piece of shit.
Okay.
Well, I'll give you that.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. I guess I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Speaking of piece of shit, my good friend Joe.
You haven't had any pieces of shit today, huh?
They've from all Indigo?
Liquid.
I wish I had a whole piece of shit, yeah. It's like a water hose was in my butt.
You gave yourself an enema?
Yeah. Like, that's and awesome. It started at 6 a.m. I woke up and I was like...
Are we just turning into shit stories on
the
show?
Yeah, apparently. Like,
I got to get me one.
We need a new category.
I'm going to shit my pants tomorrow.
You can find us under Scat Podcast.
Yeah.
Is that a category? We're going to loan man that category.
I'm just saving all my really embarrassing stuff until we hit 100,000 a month. So like 80 or something right now. Just go for it. Yeah, no, it's like... this is way too much information. I can't believe I'm going to divulge this, but if you've ever had the flu, it's like a water hose out of your butt. I'll leave it at that, but it's like iced tea right now. Like the toilet paper comes back almost clean. Like when you come back, you're like, that toilet paper's wet. There's a slight tint to it.
That's because you just, what's it called? What are the Japanese toilets? The boudoirs or...
Spray up.
Yeah, you just cleaned yourself.
Yeah, bidet.
A bidet, yeah.
What is a boudoir?
That's something. I don't know, a boudoir. A bedroom? I don't know. Is it a boudoir? Oh, boudoir is like a piece of furniture.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, furniture.
I have no idea. I have
you can see
how
some French Canadian is going to fucking tear us up.
Yeah. Oui, oui.
But anyways. Dude, I had the whole thing at one point where I tried to stand up, turn around, but then it grossed me out, and then I almost threw up, so I had to sit back down and hold the garbage can while I sat. It was
That happens.
Yeah, I was calling dinosaurs. My
it's worse when you have to throw up first, and your head's in the toilet, and then you just shit your pants, and it's all over.
Well, and my knees hurt, so I couldn't get down on my knees. I had to put like one leg all karate out, like fucking look like I'm stretching for a race or something.
You're doing the mountain climber.
Oh yeah, totally. That's what was up. And then I call it dinosaurs because my noises, dude, it is so bad. Like my kids are like, is dad okay? Like last time I got sick like this, I had blood vessels. My eyes were like blood red and I had like blood freckles all over my face.
I'm freaking crying. the mental images. This is great.
We're laughing at your pain.
Yeah. Yes. I'm over awesome. I'm a champion though. It's only been like 7 hours.
I have to admit, I'm proud of you.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Yep.
Right. I didn't see what you guys picked. We're talking about right now.
Harold Holt.
Okay.
No, we told you. You just forgot.
Probably.
Yeah. You were stressing about whiskey.
Yeah.
So, Harold Holt. We when we posted that thing a couple of weeks ago, asking for conspiracy theories to look into. We were hoping to find some that we hadn't really heard of that we could kind of dig into. And a couple of different people on that post said that they wanted us to look into the disappearance of Harold Holt. And I had no fucking idea who this was,
said,
what this was.
They said the Australian Prime Minister that went missing.
Right.
And I'm like, well, fuck. Like,
turns out so that's Harold Holt.
It's only one guy.
Yeah, there's only one of them.
I was like, God damn, there's probably like 10 of them that are missing. And I'm going to study the wrong one.
And I was going to give them a shout out by name, but I went back moments ago, just before we recorded, to look at the Facebook post, and they're no longer listed on the Facebook post.
I think it was on a post before that post. I'm going to kill the conspiracy. I don't think it was that last crazy 120 responses.
No, that's where it was.
Was it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It was on that
I
last
think so.
One.
I think there was some on there.
Yeah.
So,
anyway. I hope you're still listening.
So, a couple Australians
wandered out into the ocean and
wandered
never
out
came
the ocean
back.
Never came back. Yeah.
I hope you're both still with us.
I'm blaming kangaroos for sure.
If not, we'll have a funeral.
Yep. Blow a didgeridoo.
Yep.
Which is what Brent's been doing all day.
That's a really good didgeridoo that you're doing there. I play guitar and like I always had bands and shit in the spare bedroom of the house, and I had this roommate and he didn't play bass, he didn't play guitar, he just didn't really have any musical like
give him the didgeridoo.
He went to Guitar Center with intent of buying a bass and coming back, and he came back with like $120 didgeridoo.
Holy shit.
I was like, dude, that's like fucking PVC pipe that looks like a branch. Like you should have fucking went to Lowe's. Spent $10.
He's like, I got the rain stick, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the infinity Shiraka or what are the shakers called?
We had to start a new age band.
Just to accommodate him.
It's now available in Rite Aid's on the end cap. Yeah.
Bumblebee tuna to you too.
Next to Sounds of Ireland. It's there.
Sounds of Ireland. It's like rock with a didgeridoo.
Yeah. That's
Jesus
right.
Christ. That's awesome.
So Harold Holt was the 17th Prime Minister of Australia. And again, I was curious to look into this. And even once I started looking into it, it was like a lot of people kept saying that it was like the JFK of Australia because it happened in a very similar time frame. But Australian Prime Minister gets elected January 26, 1966, and only December 17th, 1967, he disappears, right? And there's a ton of conspiracies swirling around what happened. So let's kind of talk through who he was, some of what he did as prime minister, and kind of get up to the disappearance itself.
Let's get one thing straight. It's not the JFK of Australia because he didn't get shot in the fucking face.
That is true.
In front of a bunch of people in a car with his wife.
At least not in front of people. Yeah.
Right. At least
he could have.
That's true. That's true. But no, that is a good
I give him the benefit of the doubt.
That is a good point. He
simply went missing.
Under either mysterious.
We should call him like the Hoffa of Australia.
This is my, finish what you're.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just keep going, Dave.
I wanted to look into him a little bit, just to find out some stuff, sort of pre-disappearance, what he was like, etc. So in his early life, I looked. Did you guys see anything about his family?
Yeah.
No, I got sidetracked by a million terminology things that I didn't know, like the offices of fucking Australia. They have cool shit like Shadow Counselor and stuff kept coming up. I was like, what is that? What is that thing? Yeah, what is that
thing?
That's
what we are.
Yeah. I kept stopping and looking to the side to see what they
think. Yeah, I didn't. I kept saying he was elected the Oinkadoink in 1958. I was like,
okay. He was the master mate.
Yeah. I didn't bother looking any of it up.
No, I just saw that he grew up in Stanmore, New South Wales.
Yeah, and he had his parents. It sounded like a couple of tidbits I read were like he had a weird fucking family.
Like, well, I didn't get it. That was really weird because it showed like he had his mom and his dad and his brother, and then like a little bit later his dad divorced the mom. It didn't say they got divorced. The dad divorced the mom.
Right.
And then
when he was 10.
Yeah. And then kind of like the dad put him through school and stuff, and he didn't show up to his mom's funeral when she died.
Right.
None of the family did, but that's all it just said. None of the family showed up to the funeral.
I thought it said just he didn't go to his mom's funeral.
No, it said none of the family.
As like a weird payback, they didn't show up to like his fucking spring concert later.
No, it was the exact opposite. Because he when he was 16, he had some big, huge concert that he was like super proud of where he was going to sing, and no one in his family showed up to it. And then when he was 24, his mom died and nobody showed up for the funeral. It's like, weird. What the fuck?
That's just
what
kind of weird ass
family do you have? But in spite of all that, so he goes to Queen's College. He's really good at debating. He's a good athlete. Shortly after that, he meets a woman named Zara Kate Dickens. Zara. I'm not sure. Probably Zara.
Did you read the thing? He won the college blues for cricket. Like that whole
thing. Yeah. Again,
what is that?
Very Australian.
Yeah, what is the blues? It must be like your Letterman jacket or something.
Yeah, he won the college blues for cricket.
that's the funniest sentence.
Australians have to chime in on this. I'm sure they will.
They won't give a fuck. They'll let us know what the college blues are. But so he met,
was I'm going to say sad Zara. He didn't get pussy or something. Like what's the, is that the blues?
College blues. Yeah. Zara.
Yes.
What's Zara?
That? Zara.
His wife.
I have no idea.
Okay. But that's one of the first conspiracies. They hooked up and then she went and married a British sea captain in India, which sounds very exotic. That's like some exotic shit.
Yeah. They were going to get married. They had like one fight. She took off and married a sea captain.
Right.
Yeah. He had a lot of semen.
Yes.
That's why she liked him.
But then they had twins and all the people think that I really like the sad shaking of the head that you did to the semen joke.
Oh, I saw it coming.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yes.
Don't encourage
just continued. Oh man. A lot of stamina.
But many people, and she went and married this cat and then had twins, and then they got a divorce shortly thereafter, and a lot of people think that the twins are actually his kids.
Yeah, the timeline's really close.
Yeah,
the whole 9 month thing, and they bear a striking resemblance to him.
Yeah, so then they
don't all Australians look alike though? That would make, I mean, I'm just thinking.
I don't know. I don't think the Aborigines do.
Well, the Abos. Can we say that? We're not allowed to say that, huh?
Aborigines?
Abos.
Is that an insult?
Come Abos?
I think that's a new slang term, and it's not even
offensive. It's like the N-word. Yet. No. Yeah.
What's, I think you made that up.
What do you call them? I don't know.
I hope that is like super offensive. I hope people in Australia are like, I can't believe he just fucking said that.
They're all Abos. They're on a fucking island.
Lazy Abos.
Yeah. Yeah. Labos.
Yeah. So they got married in 1946, and apparently he was, which I think a reason people call him the Australian JFK, is he was fairly well known for having affairs on his wife, and she even knew it. And like, even in interviews later in life, you can see YouTube clips of her, and she's just like, yeah, he loved the ladies and was always, you know,
but he loved me so, is what she said. Like the last sentence he said is like, well, aren't you just the rose or something like that? Like he'd some very romantic, poetic thing was the last sentence he spoke before he took off and disappeared.
Yeah. Last sentence he spoke to her.
Yeah.
Cause he was with his mistress when he disappeared. So maybe he said the same thing to her too.
Yes. On the racist dictionary, Abbo is offensive.
No. All
right. So I didn't know that when I said that. So you guys are probably really hardworking. but you can't reach me from all the way over there. You
know? Oh, we can start calling Australian boomers.
The $1,300 plane ticket in 21 hours. You want to kick my ass. So, but I do apologize.
Yeah, we'll respect that.
So he gets into politics. He ends up, he becomes the Minister of Immigration, and he relaxes the white Australia policy, which is kind of fucked up. The white, and I was like, what's, like, is that what it sounds like? The white Australia policy?
That's exactly
sure
what it sounds
is.
Like. Yeah.
They just had this sort of...
And Abbo's got to stay in the bush.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they had this unofficial policy that they made it very difficult for sort of non-white Europeans to immigrate into the country. So if you were colored or Asian or brown or
Australian
anything,
gangster, like, did really you... We talked you about it at one point, like, the current Prime Minister of Australia, like, read off some thing to say, like, if you don't like it, like, because people are getting their feelings hurt and having the whole trigger thing happening, and they're like, you can't say that. And it's like, in the United States, they just make new rules and gender neutral bathrooms, and all of a sudden you can't say this word. You can't. They're like, look, this is how we talk in Australia. This is how we do things in Australia. If you don't like it, there's lots of other fucking places in the world you can fucking get on. Like,
right.
And that's legit. Like, months ago, the Australian Prime Minister said that. Good. I was like, that's fucking
good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
They're a hardy racist
good
people.
For them.
Well, they started if they, on, if, yeah. they're founded if on they, criminals.
Yeah,
like,
and if
that's
they
why had, they call them mate.
Yeah, and if they had a an actual army, we would be allies with them.
they do have an army.
No, it can't be.
That's
that
kangaroos
big.
With boxing gloves.
Yeah, it's the fucking red kangaroos. These big buff motherfuckers. Like, how would you be like little Vietnam dudes in trees and just the kangaroos come running and just fucking box the shit out of you?
Yeah.
And fucking robodope.
There's just a little baby kangaroo in their pouch with a gun.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
The Tommy gun.
Yeah.
So
by accident.
He ends up helping to do away somewhat with the white Australia policy. He starts to kind of undermine it and change some laws there.
Wait a minute. I thought he put it into play.
He loosened it up.
No, he loosened it.
He was starting to get rid of it.
Yeah. Which is one of the reasons why a lot of Australians liked him. Like, they kind of love this guy.
Right.
That's
right.
Why 50 years later, the conspiracies still swirl around.
Yeah. And one thing that could tie into some of the conspiracy theories is he actually helped found the Reserve Bank of Australia, which is like their equivalent of the Federal Reserve Bank.
Yeah. The decimal currency. Like, what did they do before that? Everything was just an even buck. Like, I don't understand, what's decimal currency mean? Just like, that's one buck, no change. There's no cents or something.
Well, they used rocks. In Australia.
No, I read that it was like the decimal currency. I have no fucking idea what decimal currency
is. I'll dig a little bit while you're
going to dig.
While you're throwing it down.
And the other thing is, and this was...
Well, no, like yen doesn't have decimals. Does it? Yeah, it does. Yeah, what is? Yeah,
I have
guess,
no idea.
I don't know.
And also, as a prime minister, he was a strong... And again, a lot of this stuff ties into potential reasons he might have been, you know, he might have gone missing. But he was a strong, the strongest supporter in Australia of keeping troops in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And from what I had read, during his election campaign, he promised that they would send no more troops to Vietnam. But in the first month, he tripled it.
Yeah.
So
he lied. Like, he was a liar.
Eh. Like, yeah. I know I said no more, but how about I really meant
triple. Yeah.
And there
was a mistake in the teleprompter.
And soon after, so it went from 1,500 to 4,500 in a month. And then within the end of the year, there were 6,300 along with 8 bombers, 12 tanks, and 2 minesweepers. So he was like fully committing part of the Australian army into Vietnam. And he was famous for saying in Washington, D.C., you know, at the White House, he said, we're all the way with LBJ, which was Lyndon B. Johnson. So he was
I heard a lot of people
committed.
Got angry about that because it was like, we'll follow America anywhere.
Right.
And they were kind of pissed off about it.
Right. So it was controversial. A lot of people obviously didn't want to be in Vietnam and didn't want to just seem like American cronies or something. But this is kind of the...
Well, let's be honest. Nobody liked LBJ.
Yeah.
So...
Especially since he killed Kennedy.
Yeah.
And he also signed a bill that allowed the U.S. to put surveillance outposts in Australia at a facility known as Pine Gap. So suddenly intelligence apparatus of the United States has a surveillance outfit in Australia.
See, I heard something different about that. I heard that I heard that he was opposed to that.
See, like, and again,
putting a base on that.
Because it was under his watch that it happened.
Yeah.
But I did read later on, one of the conspiracies that comes up is that he was actually opposed to it. But it did happen under his stint as prime minister. And of course, I mean, Vietnam is happening. That's a lot closer to Vietnam than most friendly nations. So it makes a lot of sense militarily to for the U.S. to have something like that there. But these are some of the things he did as prime minister, which, again, he was only prime minister for a very short time. Yeah, so he couldn't
really pull. Not quite 2 years.
Yeah.
So the currency thing was pretty much what I thought. There was no base unit of 10, like how we have 100 cents in a dollar. They'd have to be like fucking
three kangaroo rubles
and shit. Yeah, it was all real weird, like super confusing and difficult because they didn't have a base of 10, or like some currencies even have a base, you know, 100, 1,000. So it takes like 1,000 to make up their one whole unit. Mm-hmm. So based off inflation, like it gets crazier, I guess, so that you can get real nitty gritty about how many fucking thousands, like you have 850 of a dollar.
Right.
That's crazy.
And there was also something weird, and I didn't really get a whole lot into it, but it said that he did something to devalue Australian currency so it would match the British pound, which was also controversial and a lot of people didn't like. So even in the short amount of time he was prime minister, he was really rocking some boats.
Yeah.
I mean, he was undoing like this long-standing racial thing. He was sending more troops to Vietnam. So obviously there were people who would have loved him.
He was like doing,
hated him.
Yeah, he was like doing good and bad things.
Right.
Like, you know, if you look at it, you know, objectively.
Right. So the disappearance, right, is on December 17th, 1967. And here's the facts that I found. He and five other people went to a place called Cheviot Beach. I had no idea how to pronounce it until I saw a YouTube video.
Yeah. And it's kind of like a private beach, is from what I gathered.
Yeah. In fact, from what I read at the time, it was actually declared as like a military safe zone and no one was legally able to swim there, but he got special permission since he was the prime minister.
Yeah, if people don't know what the prime minister is, I mean, it's like if Obama went for a fucking swim and disappeared, like,
right,
it would be like if Obama went, I mean, the times were different, it was 1960, but, or 60, what was it,
67?
So times are different though, but like it would be if all of a sudden Obama was like, hey, I'm going to go for a swim. I don't need any bodyguards. I'll just go. And like one person goes, yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw Obama down there swimming. And now he's fucking gone.
And now he's just gone.
Yeah.
Right. Well, apparently there were two bodyguards with him though.
Because
there were five people with him. There was Marjorie Gillespie, who people think he was having an affair with.
Yeah.
Her daughter, Viner, V-Y-N-E-R, Gillespie. And then Martin Simpson, who was her boyfriend, and then Alan Stewart, who I think was his bodyguard.
That was his gay lover.
Okay. The bodyguard's gay lover?
No.
The boyfriend's gay lover?
No. Holt's gay lover.
Yes. Okay.
So he had his, this is what I think happened. The gay lover, the bodyguard, and Gillespie got into an argument, and he tried to stop him, and they ended up hitting him with the candlestick.
Someone hashtagged fucking candlestick the other day. Now that's a thing.
So,
I mean, it could happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So he ends up, he just wants to go for a swim, right? So he ends up going behind a rock, changing into his swimming trunks, and gets in the ocean and goes for a swim. And apparently, Stewart, the bodyguard, said, if Mr. Holt can take it, I guess I better go in too. And he got into the water and within moments felt how strong the undertow and how ridiculous the water was. And he immediately got out of the water.
Yeah. I watched like the search and rescue, like Charlie Chaplin fucking videos of like reenaction. Cause there was like no sound. It was like, dun, 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 dun. Everyone's just running around and like slight fast forward and black and white.
Yeah.
That water looked fucking rough.
Water was crazy.
Well, this is the thing though. Like the problem with that video is like he drowned and they're fucking looking in the bushes and stuff.
Well, they don't know that he drowned.
Well, they're looking for anyone. Well, here's the thing. Like, no. And I agree. Cause there's footage, because within a couple of hours they had mobilized hundreds of people.
Yeah.
They were on.
It's actually one of the largest man searches that Australia has ever done.
Right. So he goes missing. I forget exactly what time it was, like 12:15.
It was in the afternoon.
Sometime in the afternoon. 30. Yeah.
Okay. It was 11:30 and 27 seconds.
So within a couple of hours, so still broad daylight, you know, in the afternoon, there's hundreds of people there. There's news cameras. So there's tons of footage. And when you see this footage of these people on the a beach and you look at that water, you think there is no fucking way a sane man would ever get it's there's just rocks everywhere, crags, like just gnarly, what fucking is a crag?
I was just gonna ask that.
Like a scoop of sand where you would like get sucked under.
Damn you and your vernacular. I just swallow my pride and ask.
Riptides are a thing.
No, and it was, I mean, you YouTube the footage of like the search operation and look at that fucking water and tell me anybody would get in that fucking water.
Then, you know, like when you're at the beach, though, it's like all cool in the middle of the day. And then as the night comes to, you know, as the tide comes in, shit gets crazy, especially because the things break different. The rocks are there now.
Well, that's definitely true. But the people who were there, the water was so crazy.
He was a very strong swimmer and he loved the water. He loved swimming.
He was a strong swimmer. He was a certified scuba diver. Yeah. He swam in this cove a lot. Yeah. This was like the place he went to swim because it was near his vacation home. But so that definitely explains a lot of it.
69 years old.
Yes.
He had a prescription for morphine.
Maybe he was 58.
The year before he had a shoulder injury.
Yeah, yep. he's got a bum shoulder, so, a script for morphine.
But this all plays into he drowned. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's all perfect.
I'm just saying, like, some of these things. He has two scripts I read in some cases, like, for morphine, possibly. He might have had a second prescription from another doctor.
Yeah.
The bum shoulder factor. The fact that he's old.
Yeah.
The water is fucking crazy. He liked to drink.
And just to, like, I really want to clarify how fucking crazy this water is. They found, right after they discovered that he was missing.
We know how crazy it is. It has crags.
That does have crags. They found three local scuba divers who were in the area.
Dead.
And they said, hey, the fucking prime minister just went missing, and all three of them had scuba gear and were like, I'm not getting in there.
Oh, wait a minute.
They fucking got on the shore and helped look with binoculars, but three just local scuba divers.
Was one of them like 4 foot one and black?
what you talking about, Brent?
There was a rumor. He had had a possible stroke to work that in. He'd had a possible stroke like 6 months prior or something too. There was rumor of a stroke, and there was an incident where he was snorkeling and inhaled water, barely drug his ass to the beach and had to vomit and throw up all the water.
So he had that same spot.
Yeah. That had happened.
He had a previous stroke and then he had a different stroke right after that one. Yes.
Thank you. That was a stroke.
That was really nice. What a stroke of luck. That was really nice. But again, they show naval scuba divers who are looking that same afternoon, and they're tied to each other with ropes, and it's like there's two guys on the shore with a rope for every one guy in the water because the water is so fucking bad.
It's because he heard that JFK fucking life reserve strap in his mouth story.
Yeah,
he's trying to step up.
Oh, that's true. He was trying to step up.
That just came to Australia in a book.
So by sundown, there were 200 people that had arrived, rescuers from Australia's Army, Navy, and Coast Guard, the Marine Board of Victoria, the Department of the Air, helicopters. Everybody's just looking for a body, looking for anything. He's just goners, right? So 2 days later, he's officially declared dead because they can't find his body. And then John McEwen becomes sworn in as prime minister on the 22nd of December, they hold a memorial service. President Johnson showed up. Prince Charles showed up. Presidents of South Vietnam and South Korea all showed up. So a big affair. And then under the law, since there wasn't a body, they couldn't officially do an inquest to investigate the disappearance, which is kind of a fucked up law in a land as hardy as Australia.
Yeah, if you do a real good job like, and get rid of the body.
If there's no body, we just don't bother looking into it.
Yeah, because there's no body.
Yeah. It's like they've disappeared. Are you going to look into it?
That's the thing I read. Like,
he probably got stung by something, ate by something, drowned.
He was a nobody.
Welcome to Australia.
I guess in China, did we talk about this? Like, it's so expensive for like legal fees and hospital fees that if someone hits you with their car, they'll fucking try to kill you because it's cheaper. It's worth the risk because if you fucking have to go to the hospital, they have to pay for it. I don't know if that's true.
That's
pretty brutal.
They'll try to go ahead and run you all the way over.
I think that's probably some racist.
I think that's just Chinese people. They can't see.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Speaking of racist propaganda. Yeah. We all know they have sideways vaginas.
Oh man, I was stepping away. I thought Dave was going to let it go down, but
that was an Alec Baldwin joke from Saturday Night Live, by the way. So at this point, the prime minister's gone. Nobody knows what's up. And this is where all these conspiracy theories start to boil up, right?
Yeah, because the fucking prime minister just goes missing.
Right.
Like he, yeah. I mean, granted, like the whole thing of him going out swimming in the crazy ass water, like he, I mean, man, like what are the chances of him just drowning? Like it's pretty much 100%.
If he went swimming in that water, he drowned. Like yeah. if anybody went swimming yeah. in that water, they were going to drown. Like yeah. they're,
it just seems weird though. If there's five people, are they not keep, especially like two bodyguards, aren't they keeping their fucking eye on him? And isn't that a situation where the bodyguard's like, dude, I can't swim that good. Like, don't get in that fucking water. Right. Like right. you're supposed to say like, don't. Like when Jerry Seinfeld went to the White House to give Obama a ride, they're just like, he's like, we're going to go ahead and go out the gate. And he's like, no, sorry, sir. You can't leave. You know, you're supposed to tell, you're the boss of that fucking guy. Technically you tell him
yeah, this is Australia. You're not getting he in the probably water. Said you're not getting in the water and he didgeridooed him upside the head and dove in. Anyway, like
he offered him like eight kangaroobles to let him go.
It's kangaroobles.
I never heard
not mine.
Tomato, tomato.
So one of the first things that came up in the conspiracies that start to show up, which I loved, was that a swami in India shortly after the death heard of Holt's death and had a vision showing exactly where Holt's body was stuck under the sea. Mm-hmm. And he actually got in touch with the Australian High Commission and the Indian Parliament, and they actually sent divers out to look where this swami had a vision of the body, and there was nothing there.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I came across? A fucking Toyota commercial. Have you seen, did you see that?
Yeah, I didn't weird. Understand what the fuck it was.
It must be some Australian thing we don't get. Like, so there's a Toyota commercial, but it was titled Harold Holt Finally Found or something. And you click on it, and there's this guy like offloading wood from his Toyota, and that he leaves it in neutral, and it rolls off the cliff, smashes into the ocean. And then he's like in his garage crying because his truck's gone. He's like riding his bike to work and shit because his truck's gone. He starts throwing a fit or something. And then somehow he's at the beach, like thinking about it, remembering his Toyota truck.
And Harold Holt drives it
up onto the fucking beach. And it starts and it brings it back to him. And then it's just all Toyota, a new look, something, something. And then it's like a crudely fucking photoshopped version of Harold Holt sitting in the seat. Like maybe it's fan made. You know?
Maybe.
I don't know.
They're just saying how tough it is. Yeah.
No, I saw the same thing. I was like,
I don't think that could be a commercial.
I have to watch it again. But it seems like it's a Toyota I've never heard about, you know? I mean, it might be one.
Well, yeah, an Australian fan could have made it, Brent. They're not that stupid.
That's what I'm resolving to right now. Yes, yeah, I've come to that conclusion. Dumb.
They have computers in Australia.
I just did it while we were recording, though, is the problem.
He's like, what American would make this? Nobody gets this joke.
Boy. So, what conspiracies rose to the top for you guys? Because there's a gang of conspiracies. Not even necessarily.
I mean, what's
which
the most
one did
believable?
You believe? Like, not. I don't know. What's the most believable? What was the funniest one? What? Because there's some wild ones out there. What'd
a
you
bunch
guys
of people said.
I mean, obviously,
bubbles in the ocean.
Obviously, the wildest one is going to be the abduction, like the alien abduction, or yes. that he was some sort of what do you call him? Like an ambassador from space.
Right.
You know, like here,
no, that's
visiting
definitely,
or whatever.
Yeah, that's definitely the most bizarre one.
I listened to another podcast and they were talking about him and they said, well, maybe it was funny. He made me laugh. I said, like, why would they pick him? You know, like over the whole, you know, continent of Australia, yeah. a big ass place, they happen to get the most important dude, you know, and then when they landed, maybe when they grabbed him, they're like, take me to your leader. And he was just like, done.
I'm him. You've arrived.
And that was it. He's gone. You know, and it was like,
yeah, this is the one, you know what? I've never had this thought before in my life, but watching or reading about this guy and he went missing in the ocean, right? Maybe, you know, we always think aliens are flying around, you know, they're from space, you know, all this stuff. What if they're water aliens?
Yeah, they have those.
Yeah,
I've never heard of those.
USOs.
Yeah. What? USOs?
Mm-hmm. It's like unidentified
sea object.
Yep.
Yeah. Submersible object.
It's a thing. There's
but USOs yeah, like, yeah. There. So what if maybe there's different types of aliens and those aliens did get them? I'm scared now. That's why I don't go in the ocean.
That's all. I don't go in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that movie, The Abyss.
If I can't see my feet.
Nope.
Ed Harris, that movie, The Abyss, that's based on a true story.
I've never seen it. Yeah. Looks
but
stupid.
No, so John Keel, who wrote The Mothman Prophecies in 1970, wrote a book called Operation Trojan Horse, and he had some weird connection between Harold Holt and the Elementals, who were involved in Point Pleasant and all this weird Mothman shit. And so ever since then, people have sort of run with this bizarre Mothman space alien thing and think that he was like an ambassador from outer
space. But there were five fucking people there. What, they just did the Will Smith?
No, he just went back home. Like, he went back home.
Monk.
He's gone, went into the ocean.
Maybe he was a mermaid.
Merman.
A man-made.
A man-made.
The merman.
So yeah, but there's a legit contingency that think that it's a UFO scenario, so we can get the tinfoil hat shit out of the way straight up front and then go into some of the other theories. So what were some of the other ones?
The Chinese submarine.
That was a big one.
Yeah. I think, you know, a lot of that has to do with, like, we've talked
about. The commies
are
big.
Yeah. Right? It's like, it's the era in which the event took
Russia,
place.
Russia, China. Yeah.
Things make sense. Like, some of these conspiracies we look at probably start to fall apart once you're in a different era. You're like, oh, that makes sense back then.
Well,
I see why they thought that.
Like, the thing is, though, like, you're like, if he wanted to defect to China, he wouldn't go swimming and then get into a sub. Like, I don't think. I mean, well, unless he was just trying to fake his death.
Once they looked at the distance that had to be swam, it was like, I don't remember what the distance was, but it wasn't swimmable.
Yeah.
Not by an old man.
Probably 20
with a bunch
miles
of shoulder.
Or something.
It was something kind of crazy.
And again, people have said that he was a skilled scuba diver. He was in the Navy, all this stuff. So if there was already a thing set up that he went out,
he
swam down, got it set up, and then swam
that
to the
sub. It seems like a lot.
No,
he could have just left in the middle of the night.
Because again, like I said, the trained scuba divers who are like fit and in their prime.
He could have been like, I'm going for a run, guys. Like, I'm going for a run. I'll be back later. Right.
Yeah, or meet me at 2 a.m. by the fucking shore and a boat will come fucking row you, a raft will row you over to the sub if you're defecting and fucking off anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not going to risk that.
That one, like, I could see the reasoning behind it or whatever, you know, to defect, but that just seems like the most unlikely course of
and
defecting.
I did want to look into it because I was like, why the fuck does anybody think he's a
Chinese
agent
spy
in the first place?
And he lives in Russia or something, right?
It came out of Chinese food. That's right. His wife actually said that. It came out. There was a guy named Ronald Titcomb.
T-I-T?
Mm-hmm. Yes. A former Australian naval officer, and he talked to a British author named Anthony.
Good lord.
He talked to a British novelist named Anthony Gray, and he wrote a book called The Prime Minister Was a Spy. Very subtle title. It sounds like a horrible movie that Sinbad was in. Like, the prime minister was a spy.
Like, spoiler alert. Hey, like, Jesus Christ.
Orange black guy. Don't bring up Sinbad because it's fair game. We'll just attack you.
Okay. The theory here is the evidence was that he went regularly to China between 1952 and 1960, and he always kept a travel journal. Mm-hmm. And that when people looked at it, there was language in his travel journal that made no sense and was completely inconsistent with anything else that he was writing about.
Yeah, because so it was in Chinese.
Well, no, it was all in English, but
it was Pig Latin before there was Pig Latin.
A guy named Leslie Hill, who's like a forensic cryptanalyst, looked at it and said that he couldn't see a code, but that the way that the weird writing was in the journal was something that would indicate to him that he might be writing in a code.
Ah.
He was like, I don't know what
he
a code is.
He might have been on drugs.
But
like,
he said, I think this is a code. Or at the same time, he was in the fucking, Australian office of Wingly Wonks at the time, and he was keeping a code because he was already working for the government.
Right.
I don't know. But people have said that they think there was a code, and this guy uncovered it. And the journal is out there, and you can see it and see the stuff. I can't. One could. I don't know where it is, but it's been seen.
I'm just going to start buying little black white notebooks, those composition books, and just write crazy shit in them.
And then they'll think it's a code.
Yeah. So I ruined it right
for
now.
What?
So
nobody listens.
It says that Holt was convinced that the Australian Secret Intelligence Service was onto him for being a Chinese agent, and that he swam out to sea and he was picked up by, quote, a Chinese midget submarine.
Yeah, what's the midget thing? I heard that. Like, that's not the only army that uses that term. There's
a
German midget submarine.
Yeah, it's just a smaller. Small, so. Yeah, it was the SS Coleman.
It was back before there was a trigger word.
That's right.
Oh, man. Someone's going to do it. Someone's going to draw that picture. It's going to have his little head on the side.
So that was
like a fighter pilot plane.
The number says 4'1" or something, like 4-1.
So that, I don't know what other evidence there was. That was the only evidence that I saw was this code and the fact that he went to China often.
Again, though, if you're a Chinese operative, you would be going to China or not going to China. But if you were going there, you wouldn't have people know about it.
If you went to China often, like, then just fucking go back to China and don't come back.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
swim through the rocky.
That's exactly my point. Is that was a little elaborate. Like, you know, is he that dramatic?
All right.
You know, to swim out and just never come back. You know, like. Maybe, I don't know. I just find it like, if you're a spy, you're not leaving a trail that you went to China so many times, you know, in the past 10 years.
Right. Well, maybe he didn't want to mar his legacy or something, though. You know what I mean? So this way, I mean, it's still in question, but that way, if you died, it's more like just a mystery of what happened, but the last things you did are still fine. And,
well,
and
we're saying he's dead.
Yeah.
He could very well be alive.
And some people who subscribe to the he was a Chinese agent theory.
He'd be like 100.
Do think.
He could do it.
No.
Yeah. I mean, you could be there.
But they do think that it was suicide and he was a Chinese agent, and they think that some dealings were about to come out that would have ruined him, so he killed himself before it happened.
Well, what dealings came out?
Nothing. And then a lot of people think that he was despondent over political pressure and the growing stress to get out of Vietnam and the fact that he had doubled down on it, and they think that was another reason that he might have killed himself if there was a suicide situation. But there was no suicide note. There was no evidence of depression that I read about. So
generally when someone commits suicide, in some way there's a like an attention getter, something. You know what I mean?
Right.
They want to tell someone. You'll tell your mistress, you'll tell your wife, you'll say goodbye to your best friend, you'll do something.
Right.
You'll call someone, you'll say something, you'll leave a note, or you'll fucking party it up in your last fucking month or something. Yeah. Go do something extravagant.
Right.
You know,
right.
Enjoy life one last time before you go do it.
Yeah.
And so in Australia, last year, a 114-year-old person.
That's where how old he'd be? Oh, there was.
Yeah.
A millennial.
114-year-old person.
Mm. So. The woman, though.
I don't know.
It is a woman.
I'm not looking into it any further.
She probably eats yogurt.
She's going to retire in a few days.
They all eat.
Right, not. Probably smokes like a freight train.
All the old people eat.
Check this out. I had the weirdest. Every time I meet someone that's like really old but like doing well, I try to find out what they eat. I went to...
they're eating Hostess cupcakes and shit.
I had to go get stuff for groceries, which is probably why I'm sick, because I think I got food poisoning.
Are you stalking old people in the market?
So, but I picked...
Just
I went
creeping on them.
I went to Food Max or Food for Less. What's the one on Columbus? I never get those straight. Food for Less, I think.
I don't live over there.
I don't know.
So I went there because they have all the flavors of Yucateco, and I was out of Triple X. So I went on the aisle. Guess what they fucking don't have? Triple X. Mm-hmm. But what I run into... The wildest old man with a fucking neck brace on. He had the Q-tip lady hair.
Looked like Doc Brown.
Yeah, like
with fucking neck
he looked
brace.
Like he was wearing like Lyle Lovett suit. He had this crazy white hair and a fucking neck brace. He's all, I don't know what. He was like, excuse me, sir, can you help me? And I was like, yeah, what's going on? He's like, can you tell me what's going on with this oatmeal down here? And I was like,
what's going on with it? It's sitting on the
You're
shelf.
You're gonna bend over.
Like, so I walk over.
What's going on with this oatmeal? bend down real good. Youngin.
I was like, sure. And I walked over and he was like trying to deliberate between select something like, I don't know what the
Sunny
brand. Sunny Select or something and Quaker, right? Yeah. And then there was Minute Oats and Old Fashioned Oats.
You want the Old Fashioned.
I was trying to tell him like, I know this guy knows what Old Fashioned Oats are. I was like, that shit, you can put hot water in it and it's over. Like it's done. Hot water, butter, salt, boom, you're good. And he was like, well, what's the price? I don't understand. How many ounces is this? And I don't know how I got picked for this job, but I went through the whole thing on the whole shelf with him. And then
I know exactly how.
And then he's all,
you're creeping on him.
I think it's because you're a first tier white person.
Yeah. Well, then he goes, he's like, you know what I like to do? And I was like, what the fuck is about to happen?
No.
Mind you, this is the same store where when I was in line, that guy told me he had a Billy the Kid's enchilada recipe. Remember that?
Yeah, no. I do. Yes. Yeah.
Crazy shit happens in the store. It's also where the lady had the 3-foot cleavage and a rash and was like wearing a cummerbund that was covering her nipples while she scratched herself. And my daughter was all, Dad, was that a costume? I was like,
No,
honey.
That was a hooker's outfit. That was a work uniform.
It was weird.
What that was a work uniform.
That a costume? Yeah. That's the biggest diss you could ever get.
It looked like sand in giant wool socks that were skin tone with a cummerbund covering just the nipples and then just a rash all the way down. Shit. So anyways, he tells me he like when he's boiling the oatmeal, he cracks eggs and stirs them into the oatmeal. Sure. I was like, I don't know. We've done that in like Top Ramen and stuff. But then I was like, so what else do you eat? I kind of like started prying a little bit. I was like, this motherfucker's not. He's like, I'm 90 years old. I only have one lung. They messed up when I had surgery and like fucked up one of my lungs. So now I only have one and this and that. But he was giving me all the secrets. I'm not telling you the rest of it because I'm going to fucking outlive you guys and tell some youngster in the grocery store in fucking like 60 years.
Probably I have ovarian cancer right now. It's hurting.
But egg stirred in oatmeal, Billy the Kid's enchiladas, and fucking sand socks.
Egg stirred in oatmeal.
Wow. Yeah,
that grocery store is like, if you don't have cable.
And this is exactly why.
You're bored. Yeah. Fucking from a distance, if you want to people watch some shit go down, if you want to delve in a little bit and engage, you can get some fucking weird shit going.
Oh, that's the Food Max right there off Chester.
There you go.
That's Food Max.
It's where you maximize your shopping power.
I definitely have been in there, and literally I've went in there like once in the last 5 years. And some shit like that happened to me.
I saw those
people are in there.
Super dominant girl like yelling at her fucking like lesbian counterpart.
Yeah.
Every time she tried to put something in the cart, she's like, that's fucking $5 and fucking would take it out and put it back no matter what the girl put. And I was like, dude, I got to get on a different like a fucking
Kool-Aid
aisle.
Packet.
It was awkward. And they just fucking like they were following me. Pretty sure they were.
I think they were probably creeping on
the lesbian conspiracy about wheat bread.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Sorry. So another conspiracy. Might be my favorite one, even though there's absolutely no evidence behind it, is that he faked his own death so he could sneak off with Marjorie Gillespie.
Okay.
I think you don't do all that. Like, and plus, isn't she was around, right? That's the one that said that she had allegedly had the affair with him.
That's right.
Yeah. So then she's clearly fucking sitting right there.
Well, this is directly after.
But here's the thing. If this is true, if he did fake his own death, logically, where did he move to?
Venezuela.
Tupac Island.
Yes. Oh, right.
If he faked his own death and moved to Tupac Island, and we can triangulate where the currents were going on that
we
day
can find
in 1967, we can find Tupac Island.
Yes, we can. It's a lot of math.
I need to throw this out there. I can't remember what fan told us, but we are on Urban Dictionary for Tupac Island.
No, Tupac Island is on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hashtag. So
I thought that. Did we really make that up?
I don't think so. It wasn't on Urban Dictionary until that.
I don't know.
I tried to look up Castle Times, though, and Castle Times is already on there, and it's not hashtagged us. It just said, like.
Well, I came up with that shit, so fuck off.
It was an original.
I got other times, too.
Yeah. But if you want to put
you need
some
a
shit,
hashtag, we can fucking hashtag it us. And then it's us. Yeah. And they can go fuck
I'm not
themselves.
Trying to steal it, though.
Let's make another one with a Z. Yeah. Mine's Castle Times.
We're just not allowed to do it because it makes it not cool. Yeah. If it just shows up on Urban Dictionary and we had nothing to do with it, then it's a merit. You know.
So anyway, if we can get someone who knows sea currents, we can potentially use this as a
who's the
lead
guy in the fucking Navy
the
with the Yucateco bottles and the Humvees that need stickers?
No, we just need something Kirby.
Kirby?
I need to.
Come on, man. Hook us up. We need to track the currents and find Tupac Island.
Yes. Sea turtle and an iPhone 7 because it's waterproof.
Probably. Nice.
And find my iPhone. We turn it on.
Nice.
Yep. And then we just set them free.
I don't trust that.
With the red bandana that has Tupac
ever since
scent.
Steve Jobs died. Or, actually,
sea turtle with a red bandana and a waterproof iPhone 7.
Or the jeans. You can get the jeans and just have the sea turtle smell the crotch for like 30 minutes.
Yeah. What is it, boy?
Is that the sound they
you
make?
Smell Tupac?
I think he smells something.
What's his name? We call him Bojangles.
The turtle?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Bojangles. Come on, Bojangles. Lead me to Tupac.
Oh, man. Feel free to draw that.
It's time.
So,
he needs to draw anything.
Other conspiracies. Yes, big component of the conspiracy is that the CIA was involved.
Right.
Which
that's maybe plausible.
You know, and the other shit they were doing in 67.
Yeah.
I can't put it past them.
Yeah.
But the idea is that they were that if he was rethinking his commitment to the Vietnamese war and he was getting ready to pull Australian troops away, that the CIA would have had reason to remove him.
What happened directly when the other prime minister was instated after
that?
That
I don't know.
They boosted the army.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They moved in 100,000 more.
They sent a bunch of abos to Vietnam.
Kangaroos.
To blend in the trees. Well, no, everybody knows he's just sitting in fucking trees. Snipe people. Fucking abos.
Wow.
So
there's probably some legit fucking cage fighting Aborigines going to fuck us up.
Probably is.
Bring it.
Kangaroo blood.
They know where to find us.
And then the fact that there was no formal inquiry, you know, even though I mean, people use that like, oh, no one looked into it. And it was like, well, the laws didn't allow him. But you would still think, even without that, that the nation would start an inquiry since the fucking prime minister disappeared.
That is what the CIA does, is goes and knocks out a leader and puts one in place that meets their fucking mindset. Well, so
there was like, they don't really know, but in his briefcase that they found, there was some paperwork between the two, the guy who took his place and the, like one of the other head guys right under the prime minister,
right. Mm-hmm.
They were fighting with each other. Like there was this argument, the shadow chancellor or whatever. Yeah, the shadow chancellor and the whatever the other guy is that actually took the prime minister's place.
And I got that briefcase. I saw a video about that briefcase, and I guess it's like on. It's like at the.
It's in. It's on display along with a fucking paperclip and
The police that were on the scene immediately thought, oh shit, if there's any top secret documents, we have to get it back to the government. Yeah. So the cops that were at the house took all the paperwork that was in the office, crammed it in the briefcase, and then just gave the briefcase to the intelligence.
In actuality, there was fucking nothing.
Bunch of bullshit and receipts and movie tickets. Yeah.
Did you see that Darth Vader was involved at one point?
No.
Because in 1940, Holt was a second Australian Imperial Force gunner. Oh, like, that is a fucking Star Wars reference that there is.
You're an Imperial gunner.
Is it?
Wow.
That was during like politics and shit, though. Is what I didn't understand. In 1940, like, he held a political position and then he became.
That's because they got badass political names. Like, our guys are fucking shitty.
Well, if you were it doesn't matter what you were in the 1940s. If you were in the fucking Pacific nation, you were at war.
Yeah.
So he probably was drafted and did his duty.
Yeah, they do have really cool names. Ours suck.
Yeah,
we Secretary of Defense. Sucks. Like Secretary. They name it after like a woman's position. That's the Secretary.
Why does it gotta be a woman? Hold on. Why does it gotta be a woman's position?
Sexist as fuck.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
Oh, man. Touche.
Like,
me and Dave are gonna attack.
The caretaker
of the right. Just shut us both down.
The short term caretaker of the Ministry of Sir Earl Page. Like, what the fuck, man? What does that guy do? Like, these positions are crazy.
That's a. What are you talking about?
I'm reading political positions in Australia. They're either Star Wars or like fucking something impressive. Not a secretary.
So there were other.
Make me a copy and get some coffee.
Like, there were other things leading towards the assassination. Apparently, the previous year, the leader of the Labor opposition survived an assassination attempt, and then after Holt's disappearance, the police found what looked like a bullet hole in the window of the prime minister's office, thinking that he either got murdered there or someone took a shot at him, and there were people after him.
That was a CIA mind.
That
bullet.
Makes sense. Yeah. Can I be the
was a mind
can
bullet.
I be the optimist prime minister if I go?
Absolutely.
That'd be great.
That would be the shit.
That position, they already have that position.
It's probably.
Sure.
Probably.
Yeah,
they probably do. So in 2005, the laws changed. So in 2005, the Victorian Coroner's Office formally did an inquiry.
Speedy.
Like, what are they gonna do now?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Timely.
They declared that he had drowned and that he either washed out to sea after he drowned or he was eaten by sharks.
Well, they keep bringing this up because every 10 years or so, like, these conspiracies come out again. Mm-hmm. Like, people write books about it, people do papers, now blogs. I mean, there's an entire website with Simmons, all the Simmons posts and you know, which I'm sure we'll get into that a little bit, but
because this came out then. Gary Simmons, he runs a website called haroldholt.net.
Couldn't even get .com.
Yeah, .net's for losers. Yeah. Anyway,
and he claims, and this all came out during this 2005.
Maybe that was an ocean joke. That's why he got .net, because the ocean drowned. Yeah. No. It was a sailor joke, a seaman joke.
I'm going to say that Gary Simmons isn't funny, not that you're not funny.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy doesn't have a sense of humor.
So Gary Simmons claims that Holt was murdered. He claims that he was killed the night before and that his body was taken out to sea by rowboat and dumped in the ocean.
Fuck that, man. Like, that'll wash up. That's not how they do it.
But you might wonder, how does Gary Simmons know this?
It's Simmons' great-great-grandfather. No.
Because he claims he's the one who did it.
Oh.
So he's just kind of fessing up now on his interwebs.
Was Harold-Holt .net.
Oh, I didn't say the dash, did I?
No, and the problem is, I mean, like, he actually, if you go through the website, there's apparently, like, one of the issues with it is he's claiming that he was there that night, like, that he was in on this thing.
Right.
And he has details, I guess, that are kind of like nobody else should have.
Accurate.
Well, if you're making accurate shit up.
Well, no. I don't know. Like, there's some details in his work that apparently are accurate to where the regular person wouldn't know. It was stuff that wasn't released or whatever. But the problem is that, like, if you go through this website, and I'm going to try and find
like,
it.
Like the ball sack birthmark in the shape of Texas?
No, it's like, it says that he was given the right to do this by the second power of the universe or
the
something.
The second law of, yeah. He's, yeah, exactly. I'm
like,
looking at
and all then, this stuff. Like he has documents yeah. and fucking where he's wrote and he, like he sounds very well versed.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, this, there might be some legit shit. And then at the very bottom of the page in very small red lettering, it says, I, Gary Simmons, have invoked this website under the second law of the universe because I've withdrawn my consent to their deliberate intent where I was used for evil purposes. February 1, 2005.
I don't know if there's laws of the universe. I was thinking thermodynamics, and then when you look up second law of the universe, all that comes up is the laws of thermodynamics.
Yeah.
And a picture of a broken egg.
Well, the second law of thermodynamics is entropy, and I don't know what that would have to do with any of this anyway. But no, the second law of the universe.
He's just like,
yeah, I looked
like
that up.
If you start reading through this, like just some of the shit, like there's one, no law on earth can be in play that violates the 1971 invoking, which already has law in play on earth for accountability.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You nut.
Yeah. So like, he murdered him and he's a fucking nut job. The problem is, and then everybody's like, oh, well, the Victorian coroner said that he drowned and he was eaten by sharks. How the fuck do you know? It was 2005.
Yeah, they caught a shark and that's how they ruled it out. They caught a big shark that was in the area, cut it open. There was no him. And then they called it good.
There you go. Well,
what if he digested it and shit him out?
No, it was quick. Like they caught it like the
what
next
if that
day.
Shark drank like Blue Thunder right after?
What is Blue Thunder? You said that to me. I don't know.
It's got Yohimbe in it.
Okay. I tried to look it up. It's like a fucking helicopter.
You don't remember the fucking story?
Of course like, not.
The Blue Jesus Thunder Christ. Is what the summoned Blue Thunder the spinning shit kick.
Spinning shit kick story.
Oh, yeah.
Blue that's Thunder what his brother, or the with dude, your brother drank it, right?
Wasn't my brother.
Your friend.
Yeah.
He shit on your brother's Jordans, right?
Yeah, Mike.
That's why it was perfect, yeah. Because if you do, I have my Jordans on, so it's perfect.
I'll do it if you want.
And Dave's here, which is part of his
right,
brother.
That's part yeah. of it. So, that's part of it.
He has to leave the room.
Yeah, I have to leave the room. I have to walk out and come back right in time for the after. Math.
Yeah, that's why I said I'm.
You should have gave me a heads up. I'd have bought like brownie batter or something and just tricked him. Damn, that smells good.
So I have my theory. Like at the end of the day,
we're gonna say confession. It sounds like you're gonna say I have a confession.
No, I was gonna say my conspiracy theory, but it isn't a conspiracy theory. Mine is that
it's the truth.
We have a 58 year old man who was swimming on a portion of the beach where no one could go swimming. On incredibly fucking rough waves, on pain meds for a shoulder injury,
right?
On a beach where he almost drowned the same fucking year, which proves he's dumb enough to get in the fucking water when he shouldn't,
right?
And that same exact year, he collapsed during a parliamentary session, and the media said it was from a vitamin deficiency, but he just passed out in the middle of a session. So he's obviously not in good health, and he got in the water, and he fucking drowned.
He got in the water because he was on vitamin C, but he's confused about that.
I mean, I don't know. I'm going with the other story that he went. He was visiting America. He went to Yellowstone. Met a small black man at a bar and then disappeared. That's what I'm going with.
That's a good theory.
It's possible.
I gotta say, all of Occam's razor points to dumbass
in
bad beach.
He died.
But I mean dumbass. Because if you look at that fucking beach and you look at that water,
yeah,
no one's getting in there.
Yeah, it has crepes.
It has crepes and crannies.
What was the word? What was the word again?
I don't remember what word I used. Crooks?
No, I know crooks.
Coves?
No. Carps? Your unlimited vernacular. It's fucking infinite.
He lost it.
I lost it.
Crepes.
like 10 crepes. Second
he got words. Stuck in a crepe. Yeah.
It was delicious.
It was a delicious accident. It was the most tasty accident he ever had.
He's all, I'm in here and I don't ever want to leave. Mm-hmm. And then he didn't. Right. He stayed. Yeah. Right.
And the other thing is, I looked, we named a Knox class destroyer after him in the U.S. Navy, the USS Harold Holt.
That's an admission of guilt.
And I was like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, sorry, we gave you a destroyer.
Jesus Christ.
So I was like, okay, so what honors?
It's a destroyer,
right?
With his name on it,
right?
So I'm saying the possibility the CIA. For sure. Like, I think he got killed.
But then I was like, what did the Australian people do in his honor? And they named a swimming complex after
him. Yes. It's the Harold Holt bathhouse.
There's like this giant Harold Holt swimming. That's like fucking naming a gun range after JFK.
Yes.
Like, it just seems that insensitive.
And you shoot and old cars.
It's like that just doesn't line up. Like, shouldn't we do something else?
Yeah.
Like, well, don't name a ship after him. You name a way to drown. I don't know. It's just tragic
that he died that way. You know, like,
dicey.
If someone died in a plane crash, but they were ironic. A pilot for 50 years, they could name an airport after them. And you wouldn't be like, oh, died in a plane crash. He loved flying for 50 years. The pilot. He was a swimmer. He's a sailor. He sails. Nothing? What about Bob? No? Someone out there is going to laugh at that one. Crickets in here, laughter abroad.
You are sexist. I don't like to be called broads.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
The fuck?
Mammaries. I meant to say mammaries. Yeah. You guys are a bunch of mammaries.
Mm.
What was the titty scratch? What was it?
What?
The thing you said, the titty scratch, titty comb.
Huh?
Tit comb?
I'm the one that's forgetting now. Yeah, tit comb.
The person who did the investigation.
We're just watching you fall apart over here.
Yeah,
I'm fine. Awesome. I do feel like I might have a heart attack for some reason.
How about instead of having a heart attack, you plug our sponsors?
I have a chest pain.
Can you get it? Because I can't.
I can. All right. We'd like to thank El Yucateco Hot Sauce for all their deliciousness. If you're still having trouble finding it, you're just, I don't know, you're in a mysterious fucking zone or something, because that shit is everywhere. Once again, except for Brazil, and we don't know why.
Do they have it on Tupac Island?
Tupac, yes. Fuck yeah, man. It should get shipped.
That's all they eat.
I'm sure.
On the SS Coleman that fucking shows up on the daily.
they ship it out to him.
Yeah. The thing about the SS Coleman, though, I saw some secret pictures in my email last week that got leaked, and it was all tagged up with stickers from printdirtcheap.com.
Oh, yeah.
They were Sova King stickers, though. So, but I'm not allowed to show it, even though it'd be good advertisement for the both of us.
Yeah.
So allegedly, the SS Coleman showed up at Tupac Island with Print Dirt Cheap stickers carrying cargo of Yucateco hot sauce.
Right.
So thank you to Digital Creations. I don't have a coffee cup conspiracy. We are working on coffee cups right now, though, but shipping is fucking outrageous. So I got to figure something else out, because UPS wants like $10 just to ship the cup to California, where we are. Like, not that far. To like LA. Like, it'd be easier if they just come and hang out with us. Which they
shouldn't
might
be that much.
It is, dude. It's 12 ounces, and that's what it costs. They have a coffee cup shipping charge. There is an official charge, and U.S. postage was still like $8.
What, do they break it for you? Like, Jesus Christ.
We'll figure something out. And then thank you to, who am I forgetting now? Camrio Jiu-Jitsu. Mm-hmm. You can log on to armhunter.com and Dark Side Graphics for all the dick pillows. And I think that's it. Is that it? I got it? Yeah.
I think that's it.
I think that's it. Is that it?
Yep. That's it.
All right. Visit our website at www.com.
Someone texted me that. It's advertisements for like legal services. Just today, like an hour before I got
it. I think it's ads.
Yeah, it just says like legal service something something.
And I have been getting a lot more Instagram followers, so I want to thank you guys for that. So you can hit me up on Sofa King David at Instagram. It's not Sofa King Dave. That's some turd bag that I don't know.
Turd burglar.
But might be a really nice guy. He's a huge fan of the show.
Fuck him. Fuck
him. Someone made just a weird Instagram that's like Sofa King fan, and it's like we follow them. That's we're the only followers or something, and they follow all three of us. It's really weird. I can't remember what it's called.
Knock it out.
Yeah, but you know what we do need? We need some Facebook love. Like, if you're listening and you don't follow us on Facebook, just go follow our page on Facebook or like our page on Facebook, because we struggle. We have thousands on Instagram and 2,000 on Facebook.
And we get tens of thousands of downloads. You know, like, we're approaching 100,000 downloads a month. Like, very good. And like, our Facebook page looks like we're fucking just starting out. So
yeah, what's up? People hate Facebook.
The people on it, though, thank you to those who are using Facebook. You guys are very
next scene.
You guys are very engaged. You guys are very invasive. That's invasive and engaging.
I think we need to do an episode on Zuckerberg to find out why he's making Facebook not work for us.
Hey, maybe. Fucking do the weirdest. Every time I post something, it says ineligible for Boost. I'm not allowed to advertise it. And then I have to wait till like 20 people share it. And then it's all okay, fine. Looks like it's kind of popular. Maybe it won't offend anybody. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, Facebook's Facebook's for kids.
If I wait, it works.
Anyway, is that it?
Yeah, go like our page, Facebook. Thank you.
Or don't. Don't be retarded.
Killers. I'm the most fucked up rapper in the room right now. I'm in bang your dime by the moonlight, pal. If I offend you, good, you could sue my style. They talk shit, but the minute they do, lights out. Two Mossbergs, an AK, and a street sweeper. Have you dummies going like a honey-coated beekeeper? The style switcher, the money waster, the funny motherfucker doing stand-up in a crummy blazer. I got a question. No, I mean I got an answer. I got a lot of dancers stripping for a lot of banter. I think I may have found a cure for herpes, but I'm not sure. Just slurp me. I'm more than worthy. I'm awkward. I don't know what to do with my hands except ruin your plans. I keep them glued to your pants. RSG, bitch, that's the click. Crack the ribs of Martin Shkreli, then we pass the spliff. Two left feet, I dance like I'm white as fuck. But I got a dick bigger than an ice cream truck. A sleepwalking nightmare, fucking ice cream's up. With a punch quick enough to leave lightning struck, you know?
Killers,
hey, fuck killers, killers, killers. Got that curfew flow. I gotta go in early. Tree abuser, slapping three stooges. Larry Moe and Curly. It's not you, it's me. That's what I told my girlie. But it was definitely her. Now I'm boning Shirley. Banana clips, it's a bonanza, bitch. I blast a cop. Blasting off in ciphers like a NASA shot astronaut. Got to find some plot to grind with cancer. Split the pass and cough. Spotting dimes like a stanza with the glasses off. Greedy, keep eating till the EBT run out. Then I'ma keep beefing till the DVD come out. Hungry as me, is that a fact? There it is. I run DMCs out the house in terror when I Aerosmith. In a Chevy Riddle, scaring kids. Bring heavy metal to every ghetto like Run DMC and Aerosmith. So walk this way or chalk gets traced across his face. But talking when I stalk this prey. It's a masterpiece, that bastard piece. Bass with killers, ease, cash killers, and trees, killers, 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 killers. I was grimy as fuck when I first debuted. Everybody loved me till they learned it. Every word was way true. Perfect delivery, like when Mary birthed Jesus. Earth Day fumes, scuff up they birthday shoes. I quit taking meds and got my mania back. So pay me to rap and watch you get your cranium cracked. My calico spitting on some Alamo shit. You so pussy on the mic, but I should battle your bitch. I'm lying like a motherfucker. Ain't no calico bitch. It's not the kind of shoe, it's the kind of cute calico kitten. If I write a dope chorus, y'all gonna take hook patterns. When I write, you click like. No Facebook status. Babe, took two Lakewood bums drunk. One face fuck come dump. The other fucked her with a Facebook thumbs up. I get assistance just for extra dough. My wit got dishes extra messy though. My wrist is glistening with the precious stones. And my clicks consistent like a metronome. Do we want that Wu contracts? The real worry shit. We at Martin Shkreli's doorstep with Bill Murray. Bill, hurry.
Are people ever gonna be able to hear this album?
It depends. It depends on the world. You know, I think that I could see myself in a place where I break it. You know, and I've seriously considered that. Just snap it in half and bury the remains of it so no one tries to reconstruct it. And then I've seen a world where I give it away for free. And I've seen a world where I charge for it or something.